They would be almost as bad if one for sanitation. You know, you sterilize them, you take the sow and wash her before she gives birth to her pigs, and then you keep the sanitation is the key to a good hog operation, because disease, when you concentrate anything, you become subject to outbreaks of you name it, cholera, what have you. We don't have very much cholera in this country anymore.
You can give shots for cholera.
Okay? Preventative measures. Once they take it, there's very little you can do. They'll be dead in 2-3 days. Rarely does a hog get over the cholera.
Do people get cholera?
There's a form of cholera. I don't think it's the same as, you know, you hear about cholera epidemics in foreign countries. I'm not real familiar with it. I just read about it in the paper.
Where would y'all keep chickens?
Chicken house. That's what they call it. They are same thing now. They, you know, they people just strictly in the egg business, and they have air-conditioned places for them, and maybe the hens in a 12-inch or foot by foot square, you know, about 12 inches square.
What did y'all keep chickens when y'all had them?
We still have a few. We just let them run wild.
What would you have for the mother hen and the
baby? Chicken coop.
How do you build those?
Well, I have built them, you know, similar to a house. With a floor under it. And had a little drop door you pick up when they go in at night. Very few people do that anymore. They buy their baby chicks. We used to set them and take the biggest. And the grandma, I remember her saying, this egg had to be so-and-so. If it was oblong, certain shape egg. The bigger egg made the better chicken. So,
is that true?
I wouldn't know. The egg's the egg to me. But, I mean, you know, you have eggs that... there must have been something to it, or... they, you know, trial and error. A lot of people back then, you know, they'd say, well, I'm going to try this. And with a little ingenuity, you can say, well, when we, if you think, you know, I got set 15 eggs, 16 what they used to put under hen, hatch 4. Well, the next one, if you put all round, good shaped eggs, uniform, you'd have a good hatch. When you could just, if you was observant, you know, you'd say, well, that may be the reason. That's the way they used to save their corn, seed corn and cotton and watermelons. They'd take the biggest watermelon in the patch or the nicest tasting one and save those seed and plant them again. Now you have specialists and scientists that, entomologists and so forth that really go into the study of the seed.
What would you, back a long time ago, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in a nest
of fooler? We have used gourds, the round white gourds. They had an artificial egg, it was white. You could buy them if you could afford them.
What was it made out of?
Kind of a china-like stuff, I guess.
It was
glass type. I remember some that was very easily broken, you know, they weren't, but Grandma had some that was real, they were solid. I don't know what they were, they weren't marble.
They were china?
I think they were china. They were heavy as lead, you know, solid. They weren't hollow inside.
If they're made out of china, you'd call them what kind of egg?
Nest egg.
Or not plastic egg?
No, that was before plastic would have been it.
They'd be china?
I guess china eggs, whatever material. But basically, the average person used an old white gourd, a little round gourd thing, about like a hen egg, maybe a little bigger.
Were those gourds good for anything else besides just for hen nest eggs?
They had a gourd that they used to make dippers out of, but it was no resemblance to that little round gourd. It had a long thing. They'd haul it out. I'll drink out of it.